Vayiyu chai isora, meir shana, v'eshrim shana, v'sheva shanim, shnei chai isora. Sorry, meaning with 127 years. So why does it say shnei chai isora? It already said 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. What is this? Shnei chai isora? So Rashi, kulam shavim l'tayim. They're all equal and good. So the Svarim HaKadoshim ask a question. Really? They're all shavim and good? For 90 years of her life, she was in Akara. So you're going to tell me that those years were equal to the years after she had a Yitzchak and she raised him with such simcha, that's kulam shavim l'tayim. The years that she was with Gayeres as Anoshim. Mamish, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. You're going to compare that to the time that she was taken to Paroi and to Abimelech, the horror of being taken to Amishukitz, Amituna, to both of them. You know, you're going to say, cool, those are equal to Taiva. Or the Mishteh, Yoimi Gomelos Yitzchak, as Amori the Gesimcha, as Amori the Kiddush Hashem. You're going to tell me that's going to be equal to the time when she gave away Hagar to Abraham and Hagar rebelled against, and she says, Chamosi Alecha. How can you say that all of them are Shavu L'Tayim? There were Tkufas in her life that were very difficult. There were others that were very good. How can you say Kulam Shavu L'Tayim? So I saw Rabbi Kizach from Yaakov Galinsky. The Kitzadik who brought. Others bring down the Terech, but he says that the Terech, the Moshe, he was once riding on a bus from his yeshiva in Chadera to Bnei Brak. That bus, Gementech, it picks up people from different stops. It's packed. It's a very crowded bus where most of the people end up standing. It's a hot, muggy day. It's Mamish Mishvitz. It's very uncomfortable. They're standing. He's standing. And standing next to him is a yid that's humming and digging to himself. And Basimcha say humming and digging. He's dancing in his place. He hums at Simcha the yid. So finally, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky smiles at him, you know, like to acknowledge he's Basimcha. So he says, I'm on my way to my nephew's chasen in Bnei Brak. Yaakov Galinsky says, I have to blitz, he says. He says, he's on his way to the chasen. He's not by the chasen yet. Right now he's uncomfortable. Right now in the bus it's muggy and it's stuffy and people are packed together. But he's on his way to the chasen. He already feels the chasen right now on his way. He says, people live down in this world. Some of us it's uncomfortable, it's stuffy, there's this distraction and that distraction, there's a tragedy, there's a shverikai, there's this yaynus. But if you feel that you're on the way to the chasana up there, like, so you're already seeing the simcha down there. So that's the pshat, kulam shavim l'tayim, they're all equal and good. The tzaddikim, they already feel the simcha down here. The Gemara says, Masechtas Ma'akot, I'm going to pay, that when a tzaddik comes up to Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dances with it, Kikala Chadosh. It's a chasana up there. So if we were to feel that chasana down here, because I'll talk to say, Hatzma, Haskin, Hatzma, of the praise of the Lord's Latrapa. You're right now in the hall on the way to Olam Haba. If we could already spear that Olam Haba down here and get a smell of it, then the other thing is it's just distraction. It's not pleasant, it's difficult. And people go through shverikai. But if you realize that we're on our way, the bus ride is on its way to the simcha of Gan Eden, so then the whole ride is a simcha dikka ride. He brings down a famous Gemara in Masechtas Tainis Daf Chof Beis. Gemara says that Rebroika was in the marketplace of Bewaft. So he met Eliyahu HaNavi. So he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is there anybody here? There's a Ben Olam Haba. So the Yonavi looks around. He says, no, doesn't see anybody. All of a sudden, two people show up. Eliyahu says, oh, there are Bnei Olam Haba. So Rebroika leaves Eliyahu HaNavi. He has to find out, what's their secret to Olam Haba? He goes over to them and he says, what is your job? So he says, we're batchon, we're jesters. And when people are down, we're mesameach them and make them feel good. Givaldik. What's the pshat? Givaldik is the kasha. In the whole marketplace, there was no Bnei Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. There was not one. Everybody there was Rishayim. there's that one person there, it was a Ben Olam Haba. All of a sudden, two people show up, you know, oh, the jesters, you know, the Mesamer, people there, Ben Olam Haba. What's the pshat? So, Dr. Yaakov Belinsky, he says, yeah, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelet Olam Haba, but they first experienced Olam Haba in Yeneveld. The Breuker wanted to know, are there Ben Olam Haba, that you could say they already speared the Olam Haba down here? There's talking nobody there, right? Until these two people showed up. These people were besimcha themselves, and they were samech others. How are they besimcha? That is that they already get a sense of Olam Haba. They already spear that Olam Haba. And the male, they're able to be samech other people as well. So that's the pshat over here, kulam shavim l'tayva. How's the pshat kulam shavim l'tayva? There were times when they had sorrows, there were times when they had difficulties. The teretz is, the other sadoshim looked at themselves as only going, they're on the bus. They're on their way to a chasana. And we're already able to shmir the simcha down here. So all of those things are just merely distractions, and it didn't really bother them. Avraham came to eulogize Sarah, to be mashmit Sarah of Kaisa, and to cry over her. It's a famous Baal HaTurim over here. Baal HaTurim says, Liv Kaisa, there's a chav ktan over here. Why? He only cried a little bit. Because she was old. Everybody asks the kasha. She was old. That's the reason why not to cry. And sorry, Meir was Avraham Avinu's life's partner. She was the Akeres Abayis, and he was able to do everything that he did. So she's old. Man, she was old anyway. What's the big deal? So she died. She lived a good life. No reason to cry too much. What's the shadow? So here also I saw a shot from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. There's no question in the world that Avraham Avinu was broken inside. No question. But Avraham Avinu, he wasn't a private person. Avraham Avinu, although privately he felt Zabrachan, he was the mechanech of the world. He taught the world was the emes. So he had to teach the world that you can't get carried away with somebody being nifta by Olam Hazeh. Because their life is first beginning in Olam Haba. So Alts himself, he was Taket Zabrach, right? But since she lived, he had to teach the world. She lived a long life. She tutored tremendously in this life. Imagine how many mitzvahs, how many ma'isim tovim, how many seconds of Kiddush Shem Shemayim that she amassed over here. So Yaakov Avinu had to put on that face to the world, just the Wissenschein of an emes. Of an emes, there's really not much to cry about. I personally feel some brother, he says. I thought you had a loss, and he had to keep it to himself. But to be mechan of the world, he was mamayit in the crying to teach them that this is just a temporary world. The Olam HaEmes is up there, and that's where her life is first beginning, and she's talking out part of that great chasana up there. Lispay Lassar, he was marban. Why? Because she had plenty of mice and taken to learn from. The Medrash tells us that the whole Eishes Chayot is the hesped that Avraham Avinu said on Sari Yemeinu. And his woman was out. Daddy was Ma'ircha. To teach the world her ma'isim, to learn from her. He was here. But to cry, Avraham Avinu, despite that he himself was Tzibrachim, but he had to teach the world that of an emes, if you want to know the truth, up there she's just beginning her life. Now, what it is, Kohen Gadol did not allow to go and be metame himself to the Kohen. The Kohen here, Havaz, Dr. Ramban, because the Kohen Gadol is the notch above everybody. He's already on the darga, where he understands that death is really is the beginning of a new phase, which is really the ikar tachlis of the bria. Avraham Avinu was the kohen gadol of the world. So for number one, even though inside he was Tzibrachim, maybe he wasn't, because maybe he had to reach that darga. But zichah to the veld, he had to show, to be mamayit and bechia, to show them that the ikar is Olam Haba. I believe Rav Shamshon of Falhurst says, that was really one of the inyanim of Mesiras Nefesh by the Maharis HaMachpel. Rashi says, why is it called Maharis HaMachpel, one of the pshatim? Bayis Va'aliyah. What's it does Bayis Va'aliyah? What's the significance of that? So I believe it's Rosh Hashanah Fogarish that says that Avraham Avinu, why was he making such a big deal out of the Krura? Because by the Goyim, they didn't believe in, you know, you keep them, let them rot away, and you throw the bones away somewhere like today. They build shopping centers over Batei Kfaris. There's no, you know, there's no sanctity there whatsoever. They don't believe in life after death. They don't believe in any, you know, Tchiyas HaMeisim or whatever. You know, dump it. But by Yidden, we believe, and Avraham Avinu was trying to instill in the world, there's another world up there, right? And that other world of Kedusha is attached to that book. It still has some significance. That's the meaning of Bayis V'Aliyah. This world is just the first floor. That world is the second floor. That's the meaning of the Marzim. Why he made a big deal out of the Kvura, and it was Achuzis Kever, you know, where all the Ovis Nimois would be buried. He wanted to show them there's any meaning of Kvura, not just dumping a goof for it to decompose, and then there's no chesidus to it whatsoever. V'achre came, cover Avram as sorry ishtay. And after this, after Avram Avinu negotiated the sale of the Maris HaMachpelah, Avram buried Sarah, his wife. Shteit Medrash. Hado d'chsiv roidev tzedakah v'chesed. Someone that chases after tzedakah and chesed, yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavet. He will find more life and tzedakah in covet. Zok the Medrash. Roidev tzedakah, who is the roidev tzedakah? Is Avram. Shamru derech, because it says Shamru derech Hashem lasa tzedakah v'chesed, shegomal chesed l'zara. He did chesed for Sarah by burying her. So the Altar Maslabotka says that this medrash is such an important idea that man shake up our entire life. Shake up our entire life. Pasuk says over here, roidev tzedakah v'chesed, who is that? It's Avram, who buried Sarah Yimein. One would think, you know, he buried Sarah Yimein, who sees his wife, you know, husband, you know, pastor is Mohiv to bury his wife, to be Isaac and Kura, his wife's partner. So, what would you mean? It's a Dabra Pasha, you have to do that. Half a Pekin, just because it's a Dabra Pasha, just because it's a person's wife, does not minimize the chesed in any way. People think that doing chasadim is going out to do chasadim for a total stranger. But that's not true. The chasadim that a person does for his family, that's just as much a chesed as doing for somebody else. The Gemara says, Oisit tzedakah b'choleis. What's Oisit tzedakah b'choleis? Is it shaykh to do tzedakah every single second? So in Chazal, that's somebody that's the finest bond of a bita b'ktana. Someone that supports his children, he works hard, he does everything possible. You know, not always could we do what we'd like to do, but we're nice if you're mishtadal with it, and you're mefarnes, the people of your household, that's Oisit tzedakah b'choleis. What do you mean? I'm responsible for that, you know, that's a big deal. Then, the Gemara says in the Sefer Tzuvos Daf Nun, Oisit tzedakah b'choleis, that is someone that's mefarnes is b'nei beisim. So it's a very big thing, a person, you know, it's a double partial, like what was the pshat? The Teretz says, even on the Dvarim Pshutim, we think chesed is to go out and to do who knows what for the rabbi. A person that's oisit with his family, eloch chesed gadol mizeh. There's a Moedic in Medrash. The Medrash says, Goymel Navshoy Ish Chesed. A person that does Chesed for himself, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Zeh Hillel Hazakim. This is Hillel Hazakim. Goymel Navshoy Ish Chesed. When he finished saying Shir one time, he sang goodbye to his Talmidim, he was walking with them. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, where are you going? So he says, I'm going to be Mekayim and Mitzvah. He says, what mitzvah are you going to be Mekayim? So he says, I'm going to the Beis HaMerachos to take a bath. So he said, that's a mitzvah. I mean, that's a Beis HaMitzvah to take a bath. He said, what are you talking about? He says, Madoch, got these big statues in the palaces. And in the palace, you have special people that are Mamunah to wash them and to shine them and to polish them. And they get parnosa for that, they get paid for it, and they rub shoulders with royalty because they're hanging out in the Malchus. And that's some dumb statue that represents Malchus. So I'm going to tell him, Alekim, I have the goof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and it contains the Helig in the Shama. So to wash it, Alachas Kama Vakama. The Chiddush over here is that even if you do, you know, a chesed with yourself, right? You're doing a chesed. It happens to be that you're the recipient of the chesed. But the fact that you're the recipient of your chesed, no way does it minimize the gevaldige of chesed. Yerushalmi Shvadron, the Tzadik Levracha, his kid was once sick. So he was once walking with him to take him to the doctor. So on the way way to the doctor, he runs into Rav Isaac Sher, the Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav Isaac asks him, who gate to where you're going with your child? So he says, he's not feeling well, so I'm taking him to the doctor. She says, why are you going with him? She says, he's not feeling well, so I'm taking him to the doctor. Why are you going with him? Going to the doctor. So he understood that Rabbi Isaac wasn't happy with that answer. So Rabbi Isaac says, haste this as the grace of Behemoth gave me the claim of Behemoth some doctor. The big Behemoth is taking the little Behemoth to the doctor. So luckily he didn't understand what he meant. Afterwards he called. He says, he's saying, take animals also take care of their young. You know, they have the instinct, they protect their young, right? You make it sound like I'm taking my child to the doctors and that's it. He's my child. It's a self-understood thing. I'm going to take him to the doctor. You're taking this little boy to the doctor, al tzachesed, and you're being mekayim the rotzon habayrei, and you're going with halachta bidrachim, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it mean that this is your kid? But in no way does that minimize that right now you're Isaac and Avodas Hashem. That's the way a person has to think. And if you think like that, and you think about all the dvarim shutim that we do during the day, that we take for granted, you know, taking a shower, like Hill says, you're being a kind of mitzvah. If you put thought into it, that right now I'm doing a mitzvah, how many thousands of mitzvahs can a person accumulate if he puts his mind to it? Another volume. Chofetz Chaim was once riding on a wagon with his aide and Reb Mendel's axe. When the trip was over, Reb Mendel paid him. So Chofetz Chaim was very upset with the managers. Oy, what did you do? So Reb Mendel thought maybe because he didn't pay the Baal HaGadol enough. He said, I paid him very nicely. I paid him more than what they want. I gave him a tip, those things. So he says, what did you just do now? Make a cheshmer of what you just did. You were Mekayim, paying back Sfiras Bizmanet. You helped out a poor yid, you know, kind of mitzvah tzedakah. And he recognized a whole bunch of mitzvahs that he just gave it like that without putting in any thought into what you did. But paying somebody for his services, you could be a kind of a kind of mitzvahs. And that's the pshat over here, that Avraham Avinu, the Medrash calls him a Gaim L'chesed for burying Sarah Yimeinu. It's a Dover Parsha. Just because it's a Dover Parsha doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. And if we think like that, who knows how many mitzvahs were mekayim every single day? Vayomer Avram al Avdoi Zekan Beisoi Hamoishel B'chol Asherloi. Avram said to his Eved, the elder of his house that ruled over everything that he had, Simlo Yod Chatachas Yirechi, put your hand by my bris milah, Vashbiacho, I'll have you swear, Vashem Elokei Hashamayim V'Elokei Haaretz. Do not take a wife from my son from the Kanani. There's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Chulin Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin Daf Zayin says that Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer was once on his way to be in the kind of mitzvah of Pinyan Shvuyim. He had to cross a river, the Ginoy River, and he commanded the river to split. In the river, after the Chetchila protesting, it split. He finally got to his destination. He put his animal, his chamor, that he was riding on, he put it in the stall. They took care of it. So they tried feeding the animal, it wouldn't eat. So they took out the psoilus, the stones, and the sand, it still wouldn't eat. They ground it down, it still wouldn't eat. So they went to Pinchas Ben Yair, and they said, you know, it doesn't want to eat. So he said, did he take miser from the tefuah? Took Meiser off and the animal started eating. The Gemara brings a raya from over there. The Behemten shall tzaddik and Einak Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe takola al yodam. If the animal of a tzaddik Hashem does not allow it to be over on an iser, tzaddikim atzmon likolskin for sure tzaddikim. What's the pshat? Manchester Rosh Yeshiva explains in the Sefer Yeruba Das, why an animal doesn't do an aver, an animal is a baal bechira. The pshat is, anything that's connected with the tzaddik spreads its kedusha to it. A kohen, I would give truma to the Eved of a Kohen? He's a Goy, he's not a Yid. A Yisrael, that's a Zor. It's Chai Nisa that eats truma. The Eved of a Kohen, you're allowed to give truma to. A Behema, you're allowed to feed Kashine truma to a Behema. What's the shot? The Teretz is that anything that the Tzaddik comes in contact with, he spreads his Kedusha to all of his belongings. Could be an Eved Kanani, could be a Chamar. So the Chamar of Pinchas Ben Yair, it took on some of the Kedusha. The Melech of Baruch Hu, he guards that. It's an extension of the Tzaddik. So even as I fret the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, so what was Avraham Avinu so afraid of? Eliezer, he was the Eved of Avraham. He was an extension of Avraham. He wasn't Stam an Eved. Tamesek Eliezer, Doyilu Mashkin, Toyus Rabbi Lacherim, he was a Tzaddik, he was a Rosh Yeshiva. So what was Avraham Avinu so afraid of? If Behemten Shal Tzaddik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a Mishul to them, so same thing with Avraham Tzaddikim. So why was he so afraid over here? It was the Moshul B'chol Asher Loi. And Chazal say Moshul B'chol Asher Loi, Hayashalat Al Yitzra. He was a Shalat on his Yitzhar. So what was Avraham Avinu so afraid over here? So up to Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, that we can only ask such a question because we don't really have pachad of chait. When a person has pachad of chait, he has pachad of doing the wrong thing, then he doesn't trust anything. He could have nisim, he could have HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching, but I don't trust anything. He says, imagine if you're about to drink a bottle of water, somebody tells you there's a slight chance of a cyanide in that water. It's not such a big chance, but there is a tiny little chance that by accident cyanide got into that water. So when you say, well, what's the chance of it? A 98% chance that it's not, I'll drink it. No, be a fool to do that, right? If something is poison, you know, you would stay away from it, you throw it away, you run away from it. Avraham Avinu recognized the koyach of the Yetzirah. He recognized the koyach hara. He had pachat from the wrong thing happening. And here he's not talking about just anything. Aveir is one thing. Here he's talking about the future of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchok Avinu, the Oyla Tamima. He has to have a special Rebbetzin. He has to have a Rebbetzin that's able to compliment him in carrying on the legacy of Avram the Dor Dairis. This is the next link in the chain of Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu is afraid. Eimach Nami, Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards him with all his things. Over Lamaisa, Lamaisa, after everything is said and done, you know, it's pachad of the Sultan, and sure enough, there's what to be afraid of. You see, Rashi brings down that Eliezer, deep down inside, when he said, Ulai Lisaiva Isha, Lalecha Sakharai, he likes him. You know, maybe he wanted to be Mashadach with me. He had that inner Natiya. Could be it was L'Shem Shammai. Over Lamaisa, you see later on, Lovan and Besuel, they tried discouraging the Shiva. It wasn't so posh. He had to come on to Nisim. So that's why Avraham Avinu was afraid. If I'm not Mashbiah him, who knows what Cheshbonis he can come out with. Tzaddikim are afraid of Aveir. They're afraid of doing the wrong thing. The stipend one time told his Bnei Bais, he couldn't sleep all night. He asked him, I had what happened. He wasn't feeling it. No. He was sitting and learning. And there was some moth or some insect came into his mouth. He spit it out. But the thought that there was a possibility that it could have gone down, he would have swallowed it over a usher, he couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. So that's the way tzaddikim are when it comes to Aveira. There's so much fachet over that. Avraham Avinu did the same thing. When it came to Nyonim of mitzvahs and doing the right thing, he had that pachet. He wasn't saying on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards tzaddikim. Vahoya Hanaira Sher Oimare Leho Hatino Kadeh Veeshte. The girl that I say to her, can you please lean over your pitcher and I'll drink from it? Va'omer say the gang malecha ashke. And she'll say, drink and I'll also give to your camels. That's the one you designated for your Eved for Yitzchak. Ubo Eidak Yosisa Chesedim. So, unfortunately, it's Kakash over here. This is the way you pick a Shiva. You know, today, with today's resumes for Shidduchim, the resumes for Shidduchim, you have to mamish write the Yichus all the way to Adam Arishin. The Yichus all the way to Adam Arishin, and what every generation did for a living all the way back to the 1600s, you know, and what yeshiva they went to, what this and what that. Mamash were boydik for shidduchim the shayach. Right? So here, based on one action alone, on this mindset alone, Eliezer has a picture. Oh, this is going to be the wife of Yitzchok Avinu. What's the pshat? How can you base it all on one thing without asking any questions? So I'm going to Chaim the Sucker, in Beis HaTalmud. He said, the maisa was taka, a small maisa, but the maisa was done with such cheshman, with such chochmeh, and with such seder and reimimus, that for one maisa alone you were able to see the godless of Rivka Imenu. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, I'm much more interested in seeing the small actions of Gedolim than to see the big ma'aseh of Ketanim. When a gadol does, some people think that to be kind of godless, you have to do a bezvel zachen. But when you're bided the ma'aseh of a gadol, how everything is ois gecheshmer, and how it's done with such chachmeh, you could tell it that touches up the entire person. If you go b'chalal through the whole lineage of Rivka Imenu over here, I'm just mentioning a couple of things, but in the Svarim you see how much godless there was in this action. First of all, Eliezer said, Hagmini no mayim. Hagmini no is lotion of gulping down quickly. She said, drink, take it easy. I'm not in a rush. She say, drink. As a, you know, b'mnucha. He didn't want to be my tircha. She says, no tircha. I'll sit here, I'll wait, I'll think. You see, Vatamaya, she hurried. Vataritz, he saw the zrizas that she was doing and being Mekayim the mitzvah. There's another thing that the Svarim speak out. She said, say, later on, when it comes to food, by the Shriya, she was Magdam Eliezer to the Bahamas. When it came to food, she was Magdam Tevin to him staying over by their house and eating. That's Takat Halacha. The Halacha is when it comes to Shriya, the Adam comes before the Bahamas. When it comes to Achila, the Bahamas come before him. Beis HaLevi says another Indian over here. Eliezer was checking. He didn't have a glass to pour into. He drank straight out of the pitcher. So he wanted to see what she's going to do after. What's she going to do afterwards? To use the water for herself or for her home afterwards? I mean, his saliva was in there. Maybe he's sick. Maybe there's germs. Who knows what? To spill out the water. That's not covered for him. That's not covered by other. What'd she do? She took the remnant of the water. She poured it out for the camels. She didn't pour it out stamazo. She had the aid support. But all kinds of little things like this, he was able to see that everything was Oiski Cheshman. Just like the Svarim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the little leg of a mosquito. You see Chochmas HaBayrei there. You take the human gene, the blueprint for a human gene is hundreds of pages. Tiny little thing, the Chochmas HaBayrei, put such Chochmas into it. Tzadikim put tremendous chokhmah into every little action. And that's the pshat over here. The action might not be such a big thing, but the way she did the action, dos is ador gadol. I said over a number of times, maybe the Gemaisha, it tells the Rishi Shiva, Reveli Yameh, blocks that time. A small maisha, but a big maisha. It's already the last year of his life, right before he was nifter, not long before he was nifter. It was the Knesset Gedolah in Eretz Yisrael in 1954. So Reuel Yemeir went there. He was a representative of the Knesset Gedolah. So it was a bacher in Telz Yeshiva, was my Rebbe. Later on he became my Rebbe. Rabbi Cheskel Monk, Shlitish, and would be well and healthy. So he was a bacher in Yeshiva then. And he had an old grandmother that lived in Yerushalayim. In those days he didn't call Eretz Yisrael or $100 call, you know, such thing. I remember we got a letter from our cousin in Eretz Yisrael once a month. You know, I was a little kid, but my parents, oh, we got a letter from cousin Yidolai, it's a Simcha Gedolah. Mamas today, who writes letters, you know, they call up. It's pennies, it costs. So he had an old grandmother in Eretz Yisrael. He wished he could send the regards, but he couldn't ask the Rosh Hashiva to send regards to his grandmother. You know, it's a chutzpah. See, he expressed his rotzen to an older bacha there, another Rebbe of mine, Rabbi Gabriel Ginsburg, that's all, who was closer to Reuel Yemeir. So he went over to Reuel Yemeir. He says, you know, Yecheskel Monk is an old grandmother. He's too scared to come over to send regards. So, Tesla monk is sitting and learning, he feels a tap on his shoulder. It's Rosh Hashiva. He says, just because I'm a Rosh Hashiva, I can't do a chesed for you. He says, let me have the address, the phone number, whatever. He gives it there. Fine. About a week later, there's a knock at the door of this old lady. She comes to the door. There's a man with a beard standing. He says, Shalom Aleichem. I'm a visitor here from Cleveland, and I bring you regards from your Eimek Lachin Yeshiva. Ooh, I come in, you know. I didn't say who he was. And this Eimek over here, you know, I'm just learning about smother. Maybe they didn't say Eimek was a shtickmacher. He has a sense of humor. And she's taking it all in the mamir. She's, here's about her Eimek Lach. And then he's there for about 20 minutes, maybe a half hour. And then he says goodbye. She says, oh, thank you so much for coming. Dan, come on. On the side, he leaves his calling card. Rabbi Yomer Bloch, Rosh Hashiva tells you, just leaves it on the table on the side. Apparently, after he left, and she takes a look at the card, she hit the ceiling. You know, Rosh Hashiva was here, you know, she couldn't figure out. How come he didn't say who he was? How come he didn't ask? A few weeks later, when Yecheskel Moon found out the whole thing that happened, so he goes over to Rosh Hashiva, he thanks him. But he said, I have a question to the Rosh Hashiva. How come the Rosh Hashiva didn't introduce himself? And how come he didn't say, I'm the Tells of Rosh Hashiva? My grandmother, Mama, she would have. So he says, think for a second. If I would have come in and said, Shalom Aleichem, I'm the Tells of Rosh Hashiva, Rebellion, I have luck, and grandmother, she'd be all nervous. She wouldn't know what to do. She'd have to go get me cake. She'd have to go get me fruit. She'd have to go get me. She wouldn't hear a word of what I'm saying about her. She'd be so nervous. This way, she was able to take in everything. And this way, she was able to enjoy all about her Eimek Lach. And after I left, she saw my card. She also enjoyed the kavod that the Tells of Rosh Hashiva was there. That's a small action of sending regards to an Eimek Lach. But the way it was thought out, and the way it was Eis Gecheshmet, you know, Zach, Kut, and Gottlieb, yeah. That's the shot over here. It was a small action, giving water. All the cheshbonos put into it, from that alone, Eliezer was able to see a yisoch hechachda for Yitzchak. A good Shabbos, everybody. Next week, there's not going to be a shear after.